Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Lock and Load. Joining me now is from Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, I saw this article. Now, normally, most of the time, you're doing things a little sort of technical and everything, and sometimes I like to look at stuff that is inspirational, and this sort of strikes me that just looking at it as at the title, anything, but Your latest article at AmmoLand is called USA, a Shining City on a Hill with Second Amendment. Tell me about this.
Well, it is. Our opponents, the people who want you disarmed, would have you believe that everyone around the world thinks U.S. citizens are crazy and that nobody in their right mind would dare allow common people to have firearms. But I've lived overseas. I've traveled a fair amount. I've talked to a lot of people in different countries. I've talked to immigrants. And for large numbers of people, they see the United States, and especially the right to keep and bear arms, and constitutional limits on government power as wonderful examples that they wish very much that they had in their home country. And many people come to the United States specifically because it has a guarantee in the Constitution that people here have a right to have weapons and to keep them and to carry them. And particularly, I often find this among people who are in situations where the government doesn't treat them well. And a particular example happened to me in Panama in 1989. I was down there working for the U.S. Army. And through a series of fortuitous events, I was assigned one of these a fairly posh residence on Ancon Hill near Gorgas Army Hospital. Now, this residence on Ancon Hill is a couple thousand square feet or more, had a beautiful view over the Bay of Panama and the inlet to the Panama Canal. You could look out the window and see ships going in and out of the canal. It was a gorgeous place. But with our economic sanctions against Panama, because Noriega wasn't doing things we wanted him to do, particularly with enforcement on drug laws. And then during a drunken tirade, he eventually said that Panama was a state of war with the United States. But initially, we put on economic sanctions. And those economic sanctions hurt people in Panama, and it hurt the poorest people the most. And so we had a couple of beggars found their way onto Ancon Hill to these posh residences, and they were asking for work and food, and you knew that they were obviously hurting. So my policy was that I would give a beggar a couple of dollars and a couple of cans of food after I had them do a little bit of perfunctory work, just so that they understood that it wasn't just pure charity. And that also helped their self-respect a little bit. And one of these fellows was a man, I would say, about 50 years old. And he was fairly well-educated. His clothes were a little shabby, but he spoke pretty good English, and he was willing to converse about the state of affairs. And he was not happy with El Presidente Noriega. He opined that the same situation could never happen in the United States. And I said, well, por qué? Why? In my pretty bad Spanish. Because, he said, in the United States, everyone has guns. The Rifle Association will not let them take the guns. And that stuck in my head. Because here was this poor Panamanian who understood the Second Amendment better than many Americans do. And I have found there's many people in other countries that feel the same way. I encountered them in Australia and many countries in Central and South America talk about it. There's a group I belong to in India that wishes that they had the same rights we have here in the United States to have arms. In Brazil, President Bolsonaro got elected in part because he suggested that they should have greater access to guns for self-defense. And then we had President, I'm probably going to mispronounce his name, Milei,
right,
who was just elected in Argentina, and he's promising similar policies to President Bolsonaro did in Brazil. And we have people, politicians in Nigeria, where they get terrible problems with villages being raided by armed, mostly Islamic groups that are killing off thousands of Christians. It's been going on for a long time. And it's just about impossible to get legal weapons to defend yourself in Nigeria. And some politicians are saying, we need to change that. We see it in the Czech Republic, where they passed a constitutional measure saying that you have the right to defend yourself with weapons. But it's pretty weak compared to the U.S. Second Amendment. And then we even have it in Israel just recently with this October 7th attack killed hundreds and hundreds of people. Many of them could have been saved if they'd have been armed. So they're taking a little bit. They're loosening up their gun control laws a little bit in Israel. Israel has pretty tight gun control laws. Now, I did run into people. I have, and I'm sure anybody who's traveled runs into them as well. People who think that Americans are crazy to have guns readily available to most people, and particularly to have the ability to carry them around. But none of them suggest that the Second Amendment isn't the reason that we have the right to carry them. They universally believe that it's the Second Amendment why we have many guns in this country. We're the best armed country in the world by far. None of them suggested that the intent of the Second Amendment was anything but to make sure that Americans could be armed. So it's easy for people around the world to read the Second Amendment and see what it says, but many of our own politicians want to obfuscate and change the language and say that, well, that was then. This is now. Things are different. We don't have to abide by that Second Amendment anymore because it's outdated. That's not the way the Constitution works, and you wouldn't accept that in a contract with a mortgage on your house.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. Yeah, that's interesting. I got a couple of questions about your Panamanian experience when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. One thing that I noticed about your dates on when you were in Panama, were you there when we went in there on in December?
No, it was, I left there in September of 89.
Okay.
And we invaded about 2 months later.
Right.
And tremendous amount of action. If I'd have been in the house I had in Panama, I would have seen a lot of military action that was going around.
Yeah, Noriega was going sort of rogue back then, wasn't he?
He was not all that popular in Panama either. There were a lot of demonstrations, and the people there were not happy with Noriega. And I don't need to go into all the details. They're called civilistas, and he just was much more heavy-handed than Panamanians were used to.
Right.
I used to say, well, Panamanians are willing to have a dictator as long as he doesn't mess up with the middle class. You know, if all he goes after is a few poor peasants now and then, nobody worries about it. But when he starts taking out members of the middle class, they get upset. And that's what happened in Panama. He was taken into custody, and eventually he died in an American prison in Florida, as I recall.
Right.
But, I was there just before, well, during some of the unpleasantness that happened, and then just before I and my family returned to the United States. And it was kind of a close call. Nobody, as far as I can tell, I have friends in Panama, and none of them had anybody running through the neighborhood trying to kill them. But there were some intelligence reports indicating that that was something that had been considered at one time by some of the thugs with the Noriega regime.
Yeah.
So and I have to say, I never talked to this fellow again because we were evacuated shortly thereafter.
Right. Now that is interesting. I mean, I've long thought that a lot of the world wishes they could get weapons and look at us look at us with a little bit of envy at our ability to be able to. And let me ask you this. This is an interesting question. With the exception of these blue states, right, here in the United States, do you think we are a free nation still?
We're freer than a lot, but we're under a lot of stress right now because the Biden administration just doesn't believe in the rule of law. I mean, and they're ruling by edict and fiat, and the courts are trying to hold them in. And frankly, I believe we came within just a couple of Senate votes of essentially losing the republic when the Democrats had President Biden in both houses. If Senator Sinema and Manchin had changed their votes and voted for the bills that would essentially given the federal government complete control over elections in the United States, mandated voter registration on just about every official action, and mandated that all votes be conducted by mail and that nobody could question a signature, well, we would have been over as a republic. And it came within a couple of votes of passing.
Right.
Now that we have a very, very narrow margin in the House, we're safe for a little bit. Now, to get back onto the subject about people thinking about freedom,
right,
I just wanted to mention that I have a friend of mine, a very close friend, I've known about 30 years, and he came out here from New York, which is not very friendly to the Second Amendment. And he walked into a store out here, and he happens to be a writer, and he looked at a gun store, and he said, well, what do I have to do to get one of these guns? And the store owner looked at him and said, well, do you have money? He couldn't believe that he could just pay money and walk away with a gun in Arizona.
Right.
And it so flabbergasted him that it totally affected his career, and that's partly how we met. But I always thought it was interesting that he was completely amazed that you could just pay money and get a gun without having to wait for weeks or months or whatever and go through all kinds of ridiculous bureaucratic processes. But he grew up in New York.
Right. where you can't. Yeah, I know.
Right.
But I think that's sort of part of the problem. You know, I look at American politicians today, and I realize they live in a bubble. But then I look at people like what you're talking about out of New York, where they live in a bubble. And it seems like lots of people live in a bubble So if they're one of these guys that is a legislator, I don't really honestly think they can tell you anything about what goes on in the world around them.
Well, talking about a bubble, I saw something that I think would be worth sharing.
Sure.
And that was that John Lott, I'm on his list to get sent updates and stuff on things he's working on. And he testified, I believe it was a Senate committee. And he had a video of it. And you have this person, a legislator of some type, and I can't say for certain because I didn't get the guy's nomenclature down. And he started saying that he's never seen so many lies and misrepresentations and misinformation as John Lott is putting out. And John Lott gets to respond, and then another one asks another academic to respond to John Lott. And the other academic says this. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He says, well, Lott is an outlier. He says, almost all the academics agree that if you have more guns and less restrictions on guns, you get more crimes with guns, you get specifically more suicides with guns, and you get more homicides with guns, and nobody really disagrees with that. So more guns, more gun homicides, more gun suicides. But that begs the question. Does it reduce the overall homicide rate, which John Lott says it doesn't, and in fact the overall homicide rate tends to go up? Does it reduce the overall suicide rate? And no, from my research and looking at information around the world, it doesn't. So if you don't reduce the overall homicide rate, and you don't reduce the overall suicide rate, what's the point of the gun restriction? Why do you specifically want to reduce gun suicides? Is it worse if somebody commits a suicide with a gun than if he drives his auto into a brick wall or a concrete pylon at
80
miles an hour?
Gun violence. Hang on for me, if you will. I've got something I want to bounce off of you, see what you think about this. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about, and you were asking a question about why would you do it if it doesn't actually reduce that.
It's a rhetorical question. I know the answer, but yeah.
Well, it is rhetorical, but the interesting thing is this. So I look at the way the left does things. And what I see in the way they do things is they have these templates they lay over everything. Now, right now, one of the things they're trying to do in the United States is push everybody out of an internal combustion engine car into a electric car, right? And
right.
They're doing that
right.
Because they say that electric cars do way too much as far as emissions, and that hurts Gaia.
Yeah.
Except,
I understand you meant internal combustion cars.
Right.
But, yeah.
What did I say?
Electric.
Oh, my bad. So, when you actually look, like you're looking about how much does it actually reduce this or reduce that, when you actually look at a internal combustion engine car, you find that doing away with them altogether would reduce carbon emissions by about 0.2%.
Yeah.
Which doesn't even address the problem of, okay, we need about 200,000 miles of more line crisscrossing the United States. We don't even own that. Nobody's even developed the battery that's going to store all of this renewable energy yet.
Correct.
We don't have the infrastructure within the electric grid to deliver all of this electrical energy yet. And electrical energy is not energy at all. It's a derivative of something else. It carries energy, but it is not energy itself. You can't burn electricity and create electricity. And
you're right. I mean, they have so many false assumptions in there, what they're pushing. and you've laid out a bunch of them. And you're right. Go on with the template.
Well, but the template is this. They get out there and they're like, okay, in order for us to get to this desired effect that doesn't really exist, I mean, if they got to zero emissions, and when you get down to, you know, I think we're at 0.4 or 0.04 CO2 in the atmosphere. If we get to 0.02, plant life will not grow. Right? So there's only so I guess they want to be at 0.03. Because at 0.02, then we all start dying. But that's all beside the point. They're out there and they're describing some kumbaya existence. It doesn't really exist. And they want to ban everything. I mean, they want to ban dogs. They want to ban meat. They want to ban... it's not just guns. With guns, at least we know they just want to ban guns because they just want to be totalitarian. They want to ban everything else with climate change. But it's the same basic template where they're saying, unless you let us take this from you, everybody's going to die.
Right. Yes, you're correct. It's, some people just call it fear-mongering. It's just another way to push the idea that give us control over your entire life. It's the only way we can save you. If you don't let us do what we say, you're going to die. I mean, it's the same fear-mongering stuff. And that's what they push with guns, too. Is you're not smart enough to have a gun. You're not responsible enough to have a gun. And underlying almost all of this is this power politics. We want to control you. You say, you know, every time on the radio show, it's never about guns. It's always about control. And so I agree with you. And yeah, it's this template, you know, and what we see with the climate change, and I have a pretty good background in this because I was a professional meteorologist for 30 years, and is that the science just isn't really there.
Right.
But it's just this wonderful way to get money and power. If you don't do what we say with climate change, you know, you're going to die. The Earth's going to die. Everything will be terrible. And it's really bad science. The best if we look at when the Earth was warmer, there was more life. The Earth thrives when it's a little warmer than it is now. We're kind of the cold end. And the Earth has had many periods where we had much more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than we have now.
Right.
And plants grow a lot better with more carbon dioxide. So, you know, I understand what's going on with a lot of these people, but they want to believe. It's kind of a, it's one of the errors that, yes, it is. And it's an error that you often see. And that is, people will look at facts in a way that validates what they want to have happen.
Yeah.
And most leftists want the government to have a lot more control. So if you go with this whole climate change, which used to be global warming, and before that was global cooling.
Right.
It facilitates the government control. At least that's what they claim. We have to have more government control to save everybody. But the science is not really there. And it's been pushed really, really hard.
Right. Right.
Let me see that. Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, one of these days, I think it'd be interesting to look at the left. And I know there was... I know there was a time in the 60s, maybe the early 70s, and... where we looked at stuff, and the Democrats and the Republicans were pretty close to the same goal. They just had a different way of getting to it. And now, of course, that's long since passed. That doesn't exist anymore. That dynamic is over with. So it'd be interesting to watch and see where they segue from being sort of liberal to being leftist.
Yeah, I think it happened. It really started piling up in the 60s. Middle 60s to late 70s, because, you know, I lived through it and I watched it. I wondered what's going on.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I would say that's when, and there's there's some great books out there now that people are looking at. How did we get here? You know, and they're looking at, you know, how basically the Marxists have taken over our universities and the teachers' colleges and the most of the media. And it was deliberate. I'm not saying they were all directed by Moscow. That's not correct. But the people who were Marxists in the universities looked at a few leaders who said, well, we aren't going to win through violent revolution. The American people don't want it.
Right.
So we have to take over these institutions. Let's set a goal. 100 Marxist professors in literature departments in the United States in 5 years. And then once you got a few Marxists, those Marxists worked really hard to make sure nobody but other Marxists got into the department. And we have literally seen our universities taken over by Marxists of various types. There's variations.
Right.
There's critical race theory. There's radical feminism. There's the, what do they call them? New left economists. And there are several varieties, and people do spell them out in books, and you can figure out what happened. And now we're looking at the fruits of all this.
Well,
see all these institutions.
Yeah, I've got another question to ask you when we get back, just simply because this whole article just spawned all of this, and that's the beauty of reading Dean's stuff. It'll make you think. And you can find nearly 2,400 of these articles at amoland.com, where he is the biggest writer on the biggest website of its type on the planet. And, well, it's worth your time. You'll be there for a while, though. Bring a lunch. You're definitely going to want it. It's going to be a time-consuming experience, but well worth the time, because it's going to be an educational experience, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been discussing a few things here, left, right, and center, which started out just talking about Panama, but or about an experience coming out of Panama. But here's my question to you. So let's talk about New York. In New York, the politicians tell everybody there in New York that we have to restrict your ability to use a gun because this is for your own good. And they vote, and they vote for it, right?
Right.
And yet, your friend can show up in Arizona and go and look at a gun and go, wow, these are out in the open, aren't they? Hey, what do I have to do to be able to buy one of these guns? You got money?
Yeah.
And he's walking around, and there's probably a bunch of people around him. And Arizona's a lot of people open carry in Arizona, right?
Right, correct.
So lots of people doing that. Nobody's shooting anybody. A lot of myths are being dispelled this particular day as old Buddy right. walks around with Dean Weingarten in his backyard. So given this fact that if you don't live in a bubble and if you did look around you, just observe what's going on around you in the world as it is, you would see the fallacy of all this nonsense that they spew. Why don't we see more of that?
Well, I think it's happening. I think it is accelerating. I think more people are seeing it. And so much of the power on the left is the ability to control information flow, the ability to control the narrative, the ability to say this is real and that's not, this is a scandal and that's not. And they're losing that because information flow has become freer and cheaper and easier. And we have people like you on Lock and Load Radio and a podcast and me writing at Amaland and that aren't under the control of the old media. And it used to be that for somebody like me to write, I would have to, I could write things, but they wouldn't be published much unless I got a contract maybe with a magazine that would come out once a month, and I'd have an editor that would look at what I wrote and decide whether it was okay or not, would it ruffle too many feathers or not. And before Rush Limbaugh revolutionized talk radio and the internet allowed for podcasts, there were very few conservative speakers on the radio even.
Right.
And so the left control most of the media, something like I would say probably 99.8% of the media was controlled by what I would call a progressive left. And they all have the same narratives. And we are seeing that more and more people are now getting information. And, of course, real life is impacting them, too. And look at how many people are fleeing from California and are fleeing from New York and are going to places where they are freer and they don't have these burdensome taxes and don't have quite all these incredibly difficult regulations and the schools aren't necessarily telling their kids, you know, if you feel like a boy, you ought to really push that. And we won't tell your parents. You can do what you want here at school.
Sure.
You know, all this insane power pushing and discord promoted by the left is backfiring on them now. I think they will lose eventually. The question is how much pain and hardship is everyone else going to have to go through? And will they go so far as to push us into, you know, a tyranny that'll have to be overthrown somehow? I worry that the left, because they are so invested in these radical cultural changes where they want all the people who've been at outside the society, which is a substantially number, you know, say 15-20% of the population, they want to put all those people in charge and degrade and step on everybody else, make sure those people have plenty of money and get what they want, which, of course, they include themselves in that. I mean, they're really not concerned about other people getting something. They're much more concerned with themselves having power and money and authority. So I think we're making a lot of progress, or you wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be here. And my friend, who this happened about 30 years ago, you know, he went on to be a great writer about guns and converted lots of people and has done great things. So facts and freedom matter, and we are winning in a lot of areas. Now, it's hard because the people who want the power and control don't want to give it up, but they're facing real difficult situations because their depictions, their assumptions about reality are wrong. Just like you were talking about how they're pushing electric cars under a bunch of false assumptions,
right,
that somehow electric cars will make life better for us. But it doesn't stand up to engineering analysis. It doesn't stand up to logical restraints. Now, maybe at some point, if we get good batteries and we build a bunch of nuclear plants for dispersed energy production all across the United States, we could, electric cars might become viable. I mean, there are already niche applications where they work pretty well.
Sure.
But to force them on everybody does not make any sense. It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Well, as far as them with that forcing everything and trying to make it a thing when it's not mature technology, it's just never going to work. I mean, I keep reading these articles where people decide, I'm going to take this car out on a road trip and see how bad it really is. And then they do.
Yeah.
And it's really bad. I mean, they've taken and allocated $7.5 billion to build charging stations and built one in Ohio.
Well, I see a few here in Arizona.
I'm talking about the federal end of it. I'm not talking about
I'm not against electric vehicles, but to have the government force them on some ridiculous theory that somehow in 30 years they're going to make a difference in the climate, it is not true. And they will call me a denier. They won't refute the argument. They'll just say, that's not true. We know the science. You don't. Well, when they claim science, it's just another religious attempt to an argument by authority.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anytime they come at me now about being a denier, I'm just like, yep, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I am a denier, no doubt about it. But, Yeah, I wonder about that. I know that some people, like in New York, where the crime is getting really bad, and Chicago, and, I mean, there's other stuff going on, too. The immigration, all of this immigration stuff, they're starting to kick kids out of school to make room for the illegal immigrants. So, anyway.
And a lot of this, I think, is Cloward Piven. Theory.
Yes. I have long said that I think this is a Cloward and Piven template.
And that the idea is that you increase the spending so much beyond your means that you collapse society.
Right.
Now, of course, the big problem for that is collapse it and then what? Cloward and Piven just assume that the left will come up in control of everything and it'll be all better. But it's really stupid to assume that.
Yeah, indeed. Well, before we run out of time, hopefully things will be back to normal next week. I won't have a bunch of gale-forced winds blowing things over and knocking things out and all this other nonsense. I mean, I had about a day and a half of nothing happening. And maybe we can get back on the wine garden rotation that we were on before the holidays and everything else. So, as usual, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
It's always a pleasure. And I think that many millions of people, hundreds of millions around the world, wish they had the freedom we enjoy here in the United States.
I certainly believe that, too. You can find Dean Stuff, nearly 2,400 articles, at amoland.com. He's the biggest writer of his type in the genre that he occupies, and everything that he has written up to this point is still poignant today. He has that, and plus he has that really good database on the bear attacks and handguns against bears. I love that stuff. So go check that out, ammoland.com. Coming up next, it's going to be investigative reporter Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.